whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Today, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios representatives of Superior Comfort, and that's Jacob and Sherry Ledsworth are here. And it's good to have them back. I think this is your third or maybe fourth. I'm going to check that out. But you've been here before, both of you, right?
Yes, Mike. Thank you very much for the introduction. It was very gracious.
Well, there you go. You are, you know, just two very nice people. And we always have a good time on this program when we find out everything we want to know about sitting in Superior Comfort. Get that? See the way I did that?
I did. That was a great acronym.
The segue is right there. And now, Jacob, you are the only employee and Sherry is the boss. Is that correct?
It's not quite that way. We actually have 50 employees.
How many?
50.
50.
Yes.
Wow. That's I knew there was a lot. I was teasing, but I didn't realize it was that many. So 50. And so Sherry's not only the boss of all 50 of them, but you.
That would be correct, yes.
Sounds about right.
Thank you so much for pointing that out.
Sherry, you've been, the Superior Comfort's been around for about how long?
Just over 18 years.
18 years.
18 years.
And who started Superior Comfort?
Jacob started Superior Comfort over 18 years ago in our, pretty much out of our garage.
When you say "are," that means you were with him 18 years ago?
I was.
Wow, Jacob, yeah. You should have been arrested. She's only 20 now.
Well,
I knew I liked you, Mike.
Well, it's 18 years ago. It's great for, you know, a lot of businesses come and go, and sometimes they last 2, 3, 4 years. But once you make it past that dozen, you're pretty solid usually. Now, Superior Comfort's located where?
Bristol, Rhode Island.
Bristol, Rhode Island, and covering all of Rhode Island.
We cover all of Rhode Island. Southern Massachusetts, and we do go into parts of Connecticut. So if you're right in the border of Rhode Island, we'll probably service you, but we don't go deep into Connecticut.
Okay, so if you're in the Pawcatuck area, for example, Westerly Pawcatuck, you go there, but you need a special passport.
That's right. We have to get our passports to cross the border.
Go over that little bridge into Pawcatuck. All right. Superior Comfort is in the heating and cooling business, in layman's terms. How would you describe it?
I would say that if it heats or cools, we probably do it. So we also do refrigeration as well. So residential, like commercial, you know, we do service some restaurants.
Geothermal.
We do geothermal heating. So we do use the ground to heat your home if you're into that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember we talked a little bit about thermal heating last time. It was a very interesting process. And is it catching on? Are more and more people doing it?
So geothermal is about 5 or 6% of the total HVAC market. We probably do more than most in Rhode Island.
So it's you know, it hasn't gone from 2% to 50% or anything like that.
No, and the upfront investment does deter people from doing it, but over other things you can install, you're going to see a significant savings on your heating and cooling bills.
Okay.
You know, you do have a lot of outside work that needs to be done. So if you were considering an air source heat pump system potentially, which seems to be very popular these days, we do install air source heat pumps, whether they're the ductless models or the ducted systems. Though, you know, the geothermal unit would be about twice as efficient as those systems, though you do have to design and install the earth coupling, which is where sometimes people find that cost to be prohibitive.
Okay, so it's not necessarily for everyone, but everyone needs some kind of heat if they live in this area, right?
Correct. If you live in New England, you need heat.
You need heat. Unlike my wife, who works occasionally in Australia, and she said it was amazing how many homes have no air conditioning or no heat. And they're just, wow. You know, they're not climate where they can sustain themselves. So I guess around here that doesn't work. So people will come to you for if they have an older home and they need to remodel it, or they have a new home and they want to plan a system. All of those things work, right?
That's correct. So we, if you're doing a remodel, we're happy to help you and assist you in designing a perfect system that fits you and your family's needs. If you're building a home, the same thing. We also do retrofits. So if you have an existing home and you don't necessarily want to do any construction, we can typically get you some sort of heating or cooling system retrofitted into that home as well.
So. And this is a good time to do it because, Sherry, you have a contest going on, right?
We do have a contest going on.
Tell us about that.
We are doing a free heating system giveaway to a homeowner that will be nominated on our website. And
when you say nominated, you mean someone else has to say, I think the people down the street need a new heating system.
Yes. So
not
we can
like,
bring in.
I want a new heating system.
Right. We okay. can bring in the community, help them give back as well as ourselves give back.
Okay.
And there is just a little form to fill out, a couple of questions, pretty easy. And that is due in by November 30th. And we will draw the winner December 1st.
So you got all this month to think of that. If there's someone that you know is in need, that's a great help.
Yes.
So go to the website, which is
www.superiorcomfortinc.net. And we do have, you have to own your own home. The system has to be over 15 years old, and it is up to a $12,000 giveaway.
Wow.
Completely free. Installed, equipment, all
that's
of
almost
it.
What my first house cost. But that's not far from the truth. My initial mortgage when I was out of college was $102 a month, and that included taxes.
Really?
Things are probably different now.
I believe so. If you've looked at any real estate in Rhode Island, you might have noticed.
Yes.
Yeah, things are a little crazy. Now, that brings us to another thing. Heating system or cooling system or a combination thereof is not inexpensive. So you have plans that can help people with that?
Yes, we do have multiple financing options that we can use. We have long-term financing plans or short-term plans. Really depends on what, you know, monthly payment you're looking for. We can actually find something that fits most budgets. We also do have another program called the Premier Program, where we can install a furnace or AC system in your home, and you pay a low monthly fee, and all maintenance, all repairs, and the equipment is taken care of for the next 10 years.
Wow. So for a regular monthly fee, you're not surprised by saying all of a sudden, oops, you got to pay $6,000 for this or that.
Right. I mean, a lot of people in our don't realize what a repair in our industry costs them.
Right.
So we've put together a program and partnered with a company called Premier to put this program together where we can offer you basically a peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Your heating system goes out, your air conditioning goes out, Superior Comfort's going to show up. We're going to fix it at no charge to you other than your monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to come out and do your maintenance and change your air filters. And again, that's all part of your monthly fee. So for a lot of people, you consider it like a subscription-based service, just like Netflix.
Sure. Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea.
We call it our worry-free program.
Worry-free.
Worry-free.
All right. There you go. Now, along with that, you mentioned cleaning air filters and so forth. That's something that should be done on a regular basis, inspections every year.
I highly recommend inspections of your heating and cooling systems every year, not only for performance to save you money on your utility bills, but also for safety. You know, we can identify any safety concerns. I mean, you know, a lot of combustion-based systems, which whether you have oil, gas, propane, you know, you are having a fire burning somewhere in your house, and somebody should be looking at that and making sure that everything is safe and
mm-hmm.
working appropriately to just hope it isn't typically the best strategy.
Now, is that something that only your current customers can take advantage of, or do you do inspections for people that are not your current customers?
We're happy to take on new customers. Mm-hmm. We take on new customers every day. We do have a performance and safety inspection that we do offer to customers where you can actually pay a low monthly fee. Again, and then we come out and do the inspections.
On a regular basis.
Twice a year. Typically, if you have heating, it's once a year. If you have heating and cooling, it would be twice a year.
Okay. All right. So, however, you do not provide the propane or the oil or the combustible material.
We do not provide gas, oil, or propane, correct? Okay. We do not have any delivery services. We are an installation and service company.
Okay, so that's important because you specialize in that versus trying to be everything to everybody.
That's correct.
There you go. All right. Well, let's see. We've talked a little bit about the heating system. Let's talk a little bit about people are now thinking, okay, it's November. It's the beginning of November. I don't have to worry about cooling or air conditioning for a long time yet. When do you like people to start thinking about that if they want to add it?
Well, we recommend that you should think about it in the winter. If you consider the people who are installing your air conditioning, they have a lot better working conditions if they're working in a cooler attic than if you call us in July and we're installing a new system in your 120-degree attic. That does make the conditions difficult for the installers, as well as it typically does take longer because I'm not sure, Mike, if you've ever tried to move in a 120-degree atmosphere, but it's a little slower.
Only once, actually. Yeah, it is difficult, but I would imagine that's when everybody wants you, too.
That's correct. That July is hands down the busiest time of year, though we would prefer to see some people who are forward-thinking. We can give you better discounts if you determine that you're going to install your air conditioning in January and February and March rather than waiting till the heat of the summer because the guys can work faster. So there's less labor involved a lot of times. And most consumers don't think that way. But, right. You know, when you work in a 120-degree attic, you have to have so many breaks an hour and come down for – so. These
so
things
something
all have
to put on your New Year's resolution is to call Spurrier Comfort sooner than later. Now, you mentioned there's discounts involved, so there's an incentive, right?
Yes. Typically, the most economical time to buy air conditioning is in the winter.
Great. All right. So that's something to consider and make sure that you put on your list of things that you need to have done.
And also, if you're looking to install a new heating system, now's the time. Because right now we don't need heating or cooling. If you wait till the middle of January and it's 10 degrees in your home and we're installing it, then you know you do have the opportunity to have pipes and things have burst in your home.
Right.
You know, while the heating system's down. So now is the time. We highly recommend that if you're in the market, call now.
All right. Well, we're going to cover a lot more things in the second half of our program this morning. And including the fact that we want to listen to Sherry a lot more in the second half and see what she has to talk about. And I think she does have some things, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Superior comfort is the subject of today's Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jacob and Sherry, who are the owners and main people at Superior Comfort. And Sherry, we promised the audience that we would hear a little bit more from you.
Okay.
And this is a subject that I was not aware of, but you're having a billboard contest, is that correct?
We are. So Jacob and I were driving a couple of months ago, and this billboard caught my eye. And you could tell that it was a child who drew the billboard. It was for a gardening center somewhere in Massachusetts. And it caught my eye. It was adorable. And I thought it was a great idea. So I just kept thinking on it. And I said, well, why don't we do something like that? Do a little contest for children ages 10 through 17 in Rhode Island where they can draw and design a billboard. And then we'll put it up. So depending on where the child is from, we'll put a billboard there, hopefully in their local town or as close as we can get. And then throughout Rhode Island. And at the end of the year, we always make a donation to, you know, St. Jude or the food pantry. So we're going to let the winner choose one of our end of the year donations, and then they'll get their name up on the billboard. And
wow, yeah, that's a great idea.
Kind of bring them in. So.
See, that's why you're around. And Jacob just kind of drives.
Yeah. That's it, Mike.
See, you can be observant. You can find these things. It's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So we've already gotten some entries, and I have two schools. The art teachers have been in touch, and they're going to send them in by November 30th. And mm-hmm. So I'm really excited.
Well, yeah, there'll be now. Who gets to decide? You're not letting Jacob do that.
Definitely not. No, okay. No, that's hard. No,
that's in your hands. Right?
That is in my hands.
All right. Interesting thing is when you get involved with that, sometimes it catches on like wildfire. Like all of a sudden, this art teacher talks to that art teacher, and that's a great thing.
Right. I've reached out to some local schools as well, and just local art programs, letting them know, you know, that this is available and we're doing that.
And anywhere in the state or nearby.
Anywhere in Rhode Island, ages 10 through 7.
Anywhere in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Okay. So whether they're in Woonsocket or Westerly or Warwick or any of the other W places.
Absolutely.
They're eligible.
Yes.
And the age limit is 10 to 17?
10 to 17, and you can go right onto our website. And it's on right on our homepage, and you can submit the picture right there. I've had people drop it off. You can mail it in. Everything is there. Anything
just check the
know.
Website.
Yes.
And once again, in this segment, we haven't said it yet, but it's a very easy website to remember. SuperiorComfortInc.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, SuperiorComfortInc.com. .com is a website, and that has things like hours of operation, and if they need to call, there's a phone number there they can call, right?
Absolutely. There's some videos of Jacob on there if you want to see what he looks like. There's some pictures of our staff on there.
Wow. So any of you women that are out there that want to see what Jacob looks like, see if he can come and make a house call.
We don't send him out anymore, no.
You know, do you have any war stories like that where you went to a house call and were a little uneasy?
You know, Mike, in my 30 years, yes, I can say that I've had some house calls that made me uneasy for multiple different reasons.
For all kinds of reasons, right? Like, yeah, I can remember when I was out of college and I was selling, we used to sit around saying, I just went to this dealership or I just went to this business, and it was always great stories like that. But we won't get into that now. Instead, let's get back to the Superior Comfort business at hand. And you are going to be doing a home show coming up on November 18th and 19th, right?
That is correct. Yeah. It's going to be at the Rhode Island Convention Center on the third floor. We all have a booth set up with our comfort consultants who can answer any questions about a heating system. Should be there on every day. I will be there both days discussing geothermal.
And will you have like 8 by 10 glossies of yourself that you can sign and give away?
Mike, you know, I normally would, but this year I'm leaving them home.
You just not. Yeah, that's not part of the program.
Yeah, want one, I can get you one.
All right, so you can come into the convention center, and Jacob will be there. And Sherry, will you be there too?
I will not be there, unfortunately.
Okay.
My daughter is turning 18. And I have booked a little woman's retreat for her and I before I knew these dates. So I will not be there, but a lot of our team will be there. So you can come meet the team, ask them some questions.
And is there a stump Jacob question that, you know, is there a prize for that if they can stump him? Sounds
not
like another
yet,
good contest.
But I think that is a good contest. Yeah. I like that.
Like, how many square feet does it take to. So we're talking about heating and air conditioning mostly, and the time of year that's good to do that. And if they're interested in information, they can get that at the home show, right?
That's correct. We'll have plenty of information about that. Any air quality items you'd like to add to your system to keep a health and you know, make sure you're living in a healthy climate. We do have a lot of offerings on that. We are also partnered with Clean Heat RI right now. So if you have a fossil fuel in your house, and you're considering switching to air source heat pumps, there's up to $10,000 of rebates, instant rebates available, that we are working with them to get you for your home. So
that's with Clean Heat RI.
That's correct. That is a limited program. There is limited funding. So if it's something that interests you, please call us soon at Superior Comfort, and we'd be able to assist you with that.
And that's something that if you're talking about specifically about a heat pump situation.
Right. So you have to purchase a cold climate heat pump and be offsetting a fossil fuel. So it would have to be oil, gas, or propane.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that that has nothing to do with wind energy or anything like that that's in the news, all of that stuff.
Nope. No wind energy runs off electricity. So these heat pumps, you know, you can see a decent savings if you're switching from propane or oil. And the other benefit is you get air conditioning. So if you don't have air conditioning in your home and you're going to at least supplement with a heat pump, it's a good program.
Now, a lot of people have, you know, particularly in southern New England, most homes that or average houses, I would say, a lot of them have window air conditioners. And, you know, then they have one and they say, well, that's okay for the bedroom. Now I need one for the living room. Now I need one for the dining room. Now I need to have one for the kitchen. Do you see a lot of that where people have over the years accumulated those and saying, this is crazy. It's so inefficient.
It is typically inefficient. Just if you switch to an air source heat pump, your utility bill over window air conditioners would probably be half. Wow. So they're much more efficient. They're quiet, so you can actually listen to the TV on volume 10 instead of 40, which is nice.
I have it at 60, so.
Well, then you'd have no problem. I'll send all the old window ACs to your house.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So it's just it's an efficient system, which is something that people should be considering and not just thinking, well, you know, I've got these investment in all these. An average window air conditioner probably only lasts a couple of years at peak efficiency, right?
At peak efficiency, which is actually pretty low for that product. It's usually a 3 to 5 year product
right now.
So when you're buying a air source heat pump, you're looking at a product that lasts around 15 years instead of 3 to 5. It's going to cost you about half as much to operate. It's going to be quiet. It can provide heat. And
there's some rebates involved.
And there's some rebates involved now. So take advantage of it if you're considering it. And again, there's limited funds available from the state. So I would want you to apply sooner than later. The nice thing about working with us is we do all the paperwork for you.
Is that a first come, first serve situation or is it on a need basis?
There's two programs. So it's first come, first serve for most consumers.
Mm-hmm.
We file the paperwork. It's got to get pre-approved.
When you say we, it's really Sherry that's doing all the work, right?
It's not Sherry. It's actually our in-house team. The comfort consultant that comes to your home will file the application in the home with you. Then there's a pre-approval process. Once we get it pre-approved, then we'll move forward with the project. There is also an income-based
a situation where if it's low income.
If you meet the income requirements and you own your own home and you're switching from a fossil fuel, the state will pay for most of the project.
Wow.
So.
All right.
But it is, you know, the income base, you know, it is.
Yeah, obviously there's certain levels that have to be achieved and certain criteria that have to be met in order to do that. But it's certainly worth investigating. If you own your own home, people have found out in Rhode Island that old home used to be worth $100,000 is now worth $400,000, and you know, everything along with it. So it's good to get a little help, and that sounds like a great way to do it. So let's see, we've talked about Clean Heat Rhode Island, and we talked about getting inspected and all those things. Where do we want to go from here? We talked about the home show.
Speaking of the home show, if you are interested in coming and meeting us at the home show, we do have some tickets. So feel free to call our office, 401-396-9171, and we would be happy to mail you some tickets to come and do that.
So it won't cost you to get in the door.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
The free tickets?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
We'd be happy to mail those out.
All right. I think you should give that number one more time to call.
Okay. 401-396-9171.
All right. So if you need tickets to go to the home show, which is going to be at the Rhode Island Convention Center on November 18th and 19th, and you can go in and see lots of things after you meet with Jacob and you buy him a beverage. Because, make his day. I wonder how many people listening would actually do that. Just, you know, buy some kind of beverage and say, I heard on the radio that you're thirsty. see how many drinks we're going to have piled up for you there in your booth.
Well, Mike, I appreciate that.
There you go. That'll be an interesting way to go about it. The area that we talked about is mostly Rhode Island, close by Massachusetts, and very close by Connecticut. But you can go anywhere in there if you have a situation where you need some help. You can call them and get information about it. Appointments are made by consultants and go right to the house and take a look at things?
The appointments, typically call our office and you'll speak to a wonderful woman named Valerie if you're looking for us to come out and replace your system or give you a price on installing a system that you haven't had installed, or if you're looking for service, someone in our call center, either Helen or Jen would be the person you'd be speaking to.
And one other thing we haven't really talked about, but you also do business opportunities, in other words, people that own their own business and they have facilities, whether it's a small warehouse or a radio station, whatever it is, you can also help them too.
That's correct. So if you have a light commercial business, we would help you with those things. You know, restaurants, like you said, a radio station, any sort of retail store.
Right.
You know, then yes, we can help you with those
items. Excellent. Excellent.
Even for the Clean Heat Rhode Island, small businesses are able
to take advantage of some of those things.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yep.
All right. The key to all of this is to get a hold of Superior Comfort and check these things out. Save yourself some money. I want to thank you both for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure to see you both. And
thank you.
And to learn a little bit more about heating and cooling in the area.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having us.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.